All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobo Frank and Chris here. We still have Doug Dowdy from the Roanoke Times on the line. Doug, thanks for hanging through the break there. It can seem like a long time while you're waiting, but we're just going to transition to basketball in a couple of minutes before we have the bottom of the hour break. Give us your assessment on the basketball team to date. 11-3, off to a good start in the ACC. Has anything surprised you thus far with the basketball team?
Not really. I think they've won the they've won the games they should have won for the most part. I take that back. They should have. I'm not saying they should have beaten
Old Dominion.
George Mason in the opener. I'm not saying they should have beaten George Mason in the opener. I just, that game, they that was before they had, quote-unquote, discovered Tevin Jones. But obviously, the Old Dominion game got away from them, and Delaware as well. But I think I was very impressed with what I saw last night. You know, the thing that jumps out at me about this year's team as opposed to last year's team, which obviously won 22 games and got to the NCAA tournament. This team has some depth. I mean, last year they lost Sen, they lost Brogdon, and that was it. They basically were playing seven players at the end of the season. Yesterday, and this is one of my favorite stats to come out of that game, nine players played 14 minutes or more. So, I think that they have more options. They're better rested. I don't know, they don't have a Mike Scott. They don't have a first-team All-ACC player like Mike Scott. But I would submit that Joe Harris is one of the most complete players in the league, as well as one of the most underrated. And it's funny, everybody after the game is talking about Jontel Evans and, playing big minutes for the first time, and Akil Mitchell having been in that orthopedic boot. And, Joe Harris was their only double-figure scorer. He had 19 points, and he's kind of an afterthought, which tells you just how good he is that, you come to expect 19 points from him. You don't think anything of it.
Yeah, he's just a solid basketball player. But, you're right about Tevin Jones. Early in the game, he made a couple of three-point baskets. I didn't realize he had that kind of shooting ability or range, so that's a pleasant surprise that he brings offense to the table.
Well, I think he was an offensive player in high school. He had a background offensively. And, did he also have a floater in there? I don't know whether he had a floater. He hasn't proven to be much of a pull-up shooter, but he's got four threes in the last two games, and he's a good athlete. He's a high school wide receiver. He's a good defender out there in the court. I don't know where they would be without him. At least up till this point, how they could have been as successful they've been without him.
Doug, how about the development of Akil Mitchell and maybe the coming talents we're seeing out of Darian Atkins? What are your thoughts about those guys in the low post?
Well, Akil Mitchell, I went back and looked at his recruiting today. He had offers from SMU and George Washington, other than Virginia. And he could play for anybody in the country, I think. You look at that recruiting class where they brought in the six players.
Yep.
He was the sixth one they signed, and I think they were the sixth player that they took a commitment from. And I know that because there's a guy from Roanoke named Josh Henderson who went to Vanderbilt, and Virginia would have liked him, but Virginia took James Johnson instead. Henderson kind of waffled, and Virginia, which wasn't going to take anybody, swooped in at the end and offered Akil Mitchell, and early on, he the whole time he had athleticism. And if you remember that year that Mike Scott was hurt and he actually got the red shirt year, Akil Mitchell played in the post a lot of that season. So he's done a lot of things for them over the years. He's playing in his natural role for the first time. You saw yesterday that he's saw what kind of heart and drive he's got that you know, that he arrived at the arena with a boot on. You know, he's been really one of the most improved players in the ACC.
Doug, we appreciate your comments. We appreciate your time. We'll definitely have you back as the basketball season unfolds. But we thank you.
I want to point out one thing.
Go right ahead.
And while I may have covered Jim Hopgood, written about him, he is older than I am.
That was back in the days, the Cavalier Daily.
That's right. Well, suffice it to say, we're both getting old, let's put it that way. But experienced, learned, and wise, all the things that come with age.
I don't know about that, Jim.
Grizzly.
But at any rate, Doug Dowdy of the Roanoke Times joining us tonight. Doug, thanks very much. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour break when we come back. Oh, thank you, Doug. When we come back after these messages, we'll be joined by Associate Head Basketball Coach Richie McKay. Stay with us.